Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Can only mean one thing, ladies and germs. After too long of a delay, he's back.
This is some sort of record, I think. Because usually I fill in, maybe once a month. I haven't filled in since October. That's criminal, is what
we've
that
missed
is.
You.
I've missed you guys. But now I'm back and I'm better than ever. And hey.
Hey.
Did you see?
Jeez Louise.
Hey.
What did I see?
Did you see? I'm going to need you to cue up that song again because did you see who's playing as part of SNL's 50? Yes.
What?
I thought they were retired.
They play every weekend, don't they?
They play, they have a, what is that called?
Residency.
A residency, yes. In Las Vegas, but they're one of a number of epic, iconic bands playing, and it's a three-hour live show this Friday on Peacock, and I will be firmly planted. I know exactly what my Valentine's plans are. It's to sit my butt in front of my TV and watch the SNL live musical special featuring my beloved B-52s.
3 hours?
They're not doing 3 hours.
No, they're not doing 3 hours.
Well, obviously not the bees.
They don't have enough material.
Okay.
Go look up some of the names. I mean, it is
so aggressive, isn't he? Wow.
Go look up some of the names of the people who are performing. It is a literal, it is a veritable who's who.
Of Saturday Night Live. Hang on. 50th anniversary.
Live performances. I think Questlove is in there.
Who's Questlove?
I think Jelly Roll. It's like old school meets new school meets extremely new school.
Well, you have to keep in mind that if they're not a 80s hair metal band, Scott's going to say, who? He's going to turn into an owl.
That's not true.
There are no...
Did you just ask who Questlove is?
Wait a minute.
Is he in like...
He's one of the premier musicians in America right now. Jazz, hip hop, all kinds of other things.
I feel...
Who? Okay. Right. There is not a single metal band on this list.
And probably by design. So...
Why would there be?
Arcade Fire.
Oh, nice.
Backstreet Boys, Bad Bunny, Bonnie Raitt, Brandi Carlile, Chris Martin, David Byrne, Dave Grohl, Eddie Vedder, Jelly Roll, Lady Gaga, Miley Cyrus, Post Malone, Devo.
There's rock and roll in there. Dave Grohl?
Yeah, I didn't say there wasn't rock and roll. I said there's no metal in here.
Yeah.
Mumford and Sons, B-52.
Ooh, that's a bump.
B-52s and the Roots.
The B-52s played in 1979, and they are also celebrating their 50th anniversary.
Congratulations.
Of being on SNL.
How about some Kiss or some...
No.
Crew?
Why?
Why not?
Hey, wait a minute. Didn't I see something about your...
Molly Crew Singer's plane?
What's the story there?
We already talked about it with Dana, but it was a plane that he owns that... His girlfriend was on with a couple other people, Sam said, and they had some sort of issue with the landing gear coming into Scottsdale, Arizona airport.
Yeah.
Went off the runway, collided with a plane owned by but unoccupied by Vince Vaughn. One of the pilots in Vince Neil's plane sadly died. Everybody else was hurt, including his girlfriend.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, it was his girlfriend and one other person were passengers on the plane.
Two pilots.
Yeah.
One pilot was killed, one was injured.
So we also know that Vince Neil must be doing well enough to have a private plane.
Mm-hmm.
As does...
Dana actually asked me, and I'm not making fun of her. I swear to God, I'm not. She goes, is Vince Neil private plane rich enough? And I'm like, yeah.
Well, to be honest, I thought the same thing. Question mark. Well, I mean, Vince Vaughn, I can see, he, you know, $20 million a
when
movie.
When you sign a farewell tour deal with Live Nation, and then you
45
don't...
45 years ago.
No, that was like 10 years ago.
Oh.
15, maybe. And then you break that deal and go back out on tour, even though you promised you would never tour again, so they could sell a ton of tickets and pay you a lot of money. And then you go back out on tour with Def Leppard, and play baseball stadiums around the country, I think you make a decent chunk of change.
All right. Well, I'm sorry that that happened. Sorry, Vince Neil. I'm glad your girlfriend's okay. She was injured. Yes, no?
She was injured, but we don't know to what extent.
Yeah, there was one other critical injury. Safe to assume it was the other pilot.
But everybody,
we don't know.
But everybody, and I'm being serious for a second, everybody poo-poos my hair metal from the 80s.
Okay.
But I remember less than two years ago, being at Kauffman Stadium with Def Leppard, Motley Crue, and Poison.
Oh, yeah.
And Joan Jett.
Joan Jett was the early opener. That's correct. I mean, no offense, but, and you know I love you, and I love your passion for the B-52s. They ain't selling out Kauffman Stadium.
Well, I wasn't making fun of metal. I was making fun of you.
We weren't making fun of hair metal. Hair metal is a very important genre.
That's right.
Genre.
By the way, this is Red Tuesday, the Tuesday before Valentine's Day. It is the most common day of the year for breakups.
Oh, so that dudes don't have to, you know, spend $143 for Hawaiian flowers. Mm-hmm.
Somebody was listening.
I know, for Hawaiian roses.
The Tuesday before Valentine's Day, known as Red Tuesday, is the most common 24-hour period for breakups, according to experts who say the looming holiday prompts people to reassess their romantic relationships.
Just how serious is it? Mm-hmm. Not that serious. We'll see you later.
Breakups happen on this day because people don't want to fake their feelings on Valentine's Day.
You want to know what probably the number two breakup day is? I'm a guess December 26th, because that right after you get your presents, you're like, I'm out. That's what I would think.
Huh. Never really thought about that.
Mm-hmm. I'm out.
I mean, dinner's expensive. Flowers are expensive. If you're not really locked in, what are you doing taking a girl out on Valentine's Day?
Can we just talk about how literally 6 hours ago I was on a beach in Fort Lauderdale and now there's a winter storm coming and I feel like I brought it back with me?
Well, you are known to bring bad weather to the area.
And then I got out of the plane and I was like,
What were you like?
Because my blood had thinned substantially while I was in Florida.
Happened now, that fast, huh?
That fast. And now I'm back in the tundra. How bad is it going to be tomorrow? I haven't even looked.
The overnight low tomorrow night, not tonight, but tomorrow night, God, is a degree.
A degree. Mm-hmm. One singular degree.
It's more than zero.
Well, yeah, winning.
We're looking at, 5 to 8 inches of snow. Some predictions are walking that back a little bit. Yeah, 3 to 4.
Three to six, 5 to 8, depending on where you are. And you didn't tell me Questlove was the leader of the Roots. Of course I know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I am supposed to get a slew of brand new headshots tomorrow, and I've already preemptively postponed it.
Will they be wearing a glove when they take them? The headshots?
Oh, I see what you did there. Not those kind of headshots.
Oh, okay.
So can I? You and I have known each other for over a decade.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, I'm vain.
You love having your picture taken.
I also love mirrors. And
cameras.
Yeah.
Well, being in front of a camera, and the camera loves you.
Thanks, Dan. Oh, you're the best.
Speaking of the weather, since this is getting weird real quick. speaking of the weather, we now have some schools rolling in with cancellation.
Shawnee Mission, I'm guessing.
Blue Valley.
DeSoto, got to be on there.
Shawnee Mission, all Shawnee Mission schools closed tomorrow.
Folding like cheap card tables.
Dropping like flies.
Well, keep in mind, and this is true, when one Johnson County school district closes, they all close.
Oh, yeah. Well, once SMSD falls and once Blue Valley falls, the rest are
closed. Well, no, it's true. I mean, I'm assuming it's still the same as it used to be, but when I was in the news department, it was a well-known fact that, like, for example, Shawnee Mission or Blue Valley or DeSoto or Olathe, whatever, they would not close without all of the school districts agreeing that they were going to close.
Lansing and Leavenworth.
Not surprised.
Pacer-Linwood.
There.
You want me to read the whole list? Because there's a lot.
No.
Kansas City, Missouri Public Schools.
Because
Kansas City Municipal
parents,
Court
we're
System.
We're good. We're
everybody
good,
involved.
Ottawa, Kansas
Public
Schools.
We'll be getting notified via email or text.
Well, that's right. And
they're going to know before we will.
That's right. And see, there used to be a day back before, you know, the school had everybody's email addresses where kids would wake up in the morning, parents would wake up, of course, and everybody would go either listen to Nolan Ellen on the radio or tune into your favorite TV station.
And watch for the scroll.
And watch the ticker on the bottom. And nowadays, TV stations barely do that. If they do, they only do the major ones. It's not Polo R3, you know, Lathrop R7.
The Tonganoxie School District.
Yeah, which, by the way, on the text line, they claim is already closed for tomorrow, too.
They are closed.
So that sounds like a lot of the Leavenworth districts.
I kind of want the two of you, Dan and Sam, to have a school off. When you guys are reading the schools in your best radio announcer voice, that was kind of cool. I think we should have a school off.
No, I'm good. I think you need to go back to Florida.
No, what?
I'm good. Oh, the TWA Museum is closed tomorrow?
Apparently, KU is also closed.
Cancel
allegedly.
The snow.
Dropping like flies.
Well, welcome home, Michael Mackey.
Good to be back. I want to talk about when we come back. I want to talk about how my Uber driver to the aeropuerto today had a cockatoo in his car, and the cockatoo was sort of roaming around the car. That willy nilly.
Okay, all right.
And I want to say, is that okay, that's enough. Is that appropriate? I didn't say I didn't say anything because I was just so flummoxed. Like, why is there a cockatoo walking around? And then it spoke because that's what cockatoos do.
What did it say?
It went, I love you. I love you. I love you.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Michael Mackey, Sam Stevie III. My name's Scott here on KMBZ. So was this today?
Yes.
Okay.
So I get into my Uber on the way to the aeropuerto, and I was getting settled in, and I wasn't really paying attention, and the driver takes off, and apparently the cockatoo in question was in the passenger seat, and I heard said cockatoo first because it's not a common sound, Sam, the sound of a cockatoo. Then I went, sir, what was that? That is exactly
what it sounded
that
like.
That is exactly what I heard.
Okay.
I go, sir. And he goes, oh, that's just my pet cockatoo. His name is Sweet Pea. And I go,
Sweet Pea.
And I go, huh. As a shocked writer would be wont to do. And then Sweet Pea emerged. I thought Sweet Pea was in like a carrier or a container, like a bird carrier, you know. Nope. Just starts walking around, ambles up the passenger seat, crawls over into his lap, sits there, fluffs his wings. The whole time the guy is like petting the bird and talking to the bird. And I just thought it was odd on a fundamental number.
Did it fly in the car?
No, it just flapped its wings. And and then it, you know, cockatoos sort of puff up. And it did that a couple times.
With its head?
Yeah.
Did it come back and visit you at all?
No, he stayed up front, but okay. I was so mesmerized by the whole situation, thinking, is this common? What is the over-under on will I ever have a cockatoo? Is this something that happens in Florida all the time?
They live to be 60 years old.
This one, and because I know far more about Sweet Pea than I ever wanted to know about any bird ever, because the guy would not stop talking— Sweet Pea was 8 years old, which is considered a toddler.
Aww.
And so it had a very, because I asked, I don't know why I asked, I should have just shut up. I asked, hey, does it say anything? And he goes, yeah, he has like 8 or 10 phrases. And I was like, okay, well.
Let's have him.
Let's go. You know, thinking that the bird would, as if on cue. No, he did not. But he got a treat from the, treat carrier, whatever. And then he went, I'm out. And I go, oh, I understood that.
Nice.
And then I wished he would never have started that, because then for good 90 seconds, I'm out.
Because he's getting a treat every time he did it.
So you had a fantastic ride to the airport. Was there not bird poop everywhere? Birds are not known to keep their business inside. They just let it fly.
I did not lean forward to scope out the cleanliness of the car. The backseat was fairly clean, and it was a Tesla, which, I mean, but anyway, it was just...
What's that have to do with anything?
Nothing. It was just a very nice, fancy car.
You wouldn't assume that somebody driving a nice, fancy car would let their bird roam freely around inside it.
I was a little, and I'm not like, you know, anti-bird by any way, shape, or form, but the bird did sort of go crazy and flap his wings a couple times, and then bird, I don't know, dander? I don't know what you call that bird.
Did it ruffle your feathers?
Yeah.
Okay, the puns lately have just been out of control.
I'm sorry.
Everybody knows the bird is the word. So I'm curious, text line, callers, listeners, is that normal? Like, should I have said something? I feel like it wasn't bothersome, but it was a little disconcerting. Like, I want my Uber driver to pay attention to the road and not to the bird.
Well, let me ask you something.
Sitting on his lap.
Do you want the driver to pay attention to the road or to you?
Wait, what?
Well, did you want to have conversation with the driver about something other than his bird?
I was so like, just...
Did the bird say anything other than,
No.
That's it.
That's
boring.
I am aware.
Let's get an F-bomb in here. I mean,
have that cussing thing... birds in the UK.
Yeah.
It does borderline. You ask if it's weird. It's most definitely weird. This is not normal. I would assume there is not a single Uber driver in all of Kansas City, the metro, and stretch that out 100 miles that drives around with a cockatoo in their vehicle. I'm wondering, is this against the law?
Why would it be against the law?
Distracted driving. In some states, it's illegal to have your dog ride in your lap.
Which I see all the time. I do not understand it, and it's always a man.
I've never understood it either.
All right, from the text line, cockatoos are very intelligent and are much like dogs. They can be potty trained, Sam. So now we know, apparently. But it was also a toddler.
Well, then why do people get called bird brains? Because I infer from that birds are dumb.
Well, some birds do have very small, all birds, just because of their sheer size, have small brains, but some of them are exceptionally dumb.
Hmm.
Survival is as far as their intelligence goes.
Where is Dan Weinbaum, and why is he not chiming in on this?
Well, the cockatoo
I think of all people, Dan should have an opinion on this.
Cockatoos are from the cockatiidial family of the bird species, and if you have a cockatoodle-deal, that's the specific name of the species itself.
Oh, my
you
gosh.
You really need to work on your imitation of me. I think it's bird brain because birds have small brains. So you call somebody bird brain, that means you believe they have a small brain.
But that doesn't necessarily mean they're dumb?
Well, their brains are much smaller, so they don't have the capacity that, say, we do or other mammals with larger brains.
Because Limu Emu for the Liberty Insurance Company, Limu Emu is very smart.
He's pretty sharp.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're using the emu as a guide for that, I
think it's apples to oranges.
Yeah. I've looked into it. There are no laws specifically stating that you cannot drive with a free-range bird in your vehicle. However, they do advise for safe travel to get a small cage or a carrier.
Roll down the window. Let him out.
He had one. Apparently, he had his wings clipped and he didn't fly. But everyone's on the text line because people are showing their age. They're all like, didn't you see Beretta? Beretta?
Beretta?
Beretta? Beretta. Remember?
Wow. Wow.
Beretta, for those of you and not in the know, was a crime drama in the 70s, in the early 70s, starring, who was Beretta?
Oh God, I can't remember.
Anyway.
Did you leave the driver a tip?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Well, you were happy with the service.
I mean, the...
Some bird seed?
It takes a lot for me to be like, what is happening? And that's the whole...
Only in your life, brother.
That is...
Who's Robert Blake?
Robert Blake.
Beretta.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And he was like, he murdered someone later in life.
It only had 4 seasons.
Beretta.
It had an impact back in the 70s.
By the way, the theme was keep your eye on the sparrow.
Did he have a bird that rode around with him? I'm missing the point here.
He had a pet cockatoo.
Okay.
Yep.
And
a Triton cockatoo.
I don't know what kind of bird. I don't know what kind of bird Sweet Pea was. This is my bird, Sweet Pea.
913-586. Okay.
Sweet Pea.
913-586.
Somebody open a window.
I've had Sweet Pea for 8 years.
I'm demanding control of the show. 913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks. You know, it never ceases to amaze me the things that we end up talking about that generates interest with the audience.
By the way, this song, $100 if you want it played at one of the karaoke bars in Nashville.
Because it's one of the most overplayed songs in music history. Because
they hate playing it, yeah. So you got to pay $100.
Like if you go to a guitar shop, there'll be signs. It's not just a, what's that SNL skit they made into movies with?
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World, thank you. Where guitar shops, some actually have signs,
No Stairway to Heaven.
Good. Great song.
Overplayed. Kurt in Shawnee. Kurt, hello.
Hi, Kurt.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. How are you doing, Michael?
Thanks. Good, friend. Good to be back. Sort of.
Yeah, glad to be back. And your reservation for Funky Town has been made, Scott, just to let you know.
Kurt, thank you so kindly.
Yes, always. My thing is this, I heard you talking about this bird stuff, and I used to be in a bird club, and we had a rescue adoption program, and I know for a fact that I could tell you some of the horror stories. Some of these people that would feed their birds, I know that one of them, at least, I think they said they fed them Pop-Tarts, and I thought, why would you do that to a bird? And I do know that I would say that the one that you came in contact with, Michael, probably was either a goffin or an umbrella cockatoo. Those are the most popular ones that are out there. And then also a sulfur crested. I have come in contact with one of those. The cockatoos, those are very dependent on interaction with their owner. If they do not give them a lot of interaction, they're not very sociable if they don't have a lot of contact, a lot of love and everything. And that's
Kurt, I got to admit, the bird did seem a little needy. So, and the guy petted him the entire way to the airport. So that bird was not without some love, at least on my ride.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. And then the four things that are toxic to cockatoos are, avocado, chocolate, rhubarb, and alcohol.
That is so random, and, Kurt.
Yeah, I mean, that is very random. And then the other thing that I don't recommend people getting, if they are getting birds, do not get Febreze. That is toxic to them, and so is Teflon pans. If you leave a Teflon stove on for too long, if you get the phone or whatever, the coating in the pans can produce a toxic smoke that can kill them.
Kurt, you know I love you, right? You've been a listener for a long, long time.
Long, long time.
How heavy is the worthless knowledge that you are carrying around in your head?
Well, it depends on the situation. I've been a pet owner for probably 20-something years. If my wife was here, rest in peace, dear.
Oh, my God bless her.
She died of COVID. She would be in the same boat as me. The bird club that we belong to, we educated the public about that certain dangers that they are doing, not feeding them Pop-Tarts, not feeding them Cheetos.
Okay.
I mean, pineapple, that kind of stuff, and fruit would be fine, and meat, and certain proteins are fine. But none of this junk food stuff, they're dependent on that, and it's just not part of their healthy diet.
Kurt, very informative.
Kurt, you are the bird whisperer. By the way, I did not anticipate all that.
Wow.
Aerosol fragrances, also not the best for humans. So I can imagine they have an even worse impact on birds. From the text line, driving with a cockatoo is very dangerous. They could get spooked very easily. Now, we had talked about this one seemed high maintenance. Did it get spooked?
Mm. It did not get spooked.
Okay.
Although, from the text line, way to go, Mackie. You've awakened the birders. Okay, well, there's that. So
came out of the woodworks.
Okay. By the way, we are anticipating some rough weather overnight into tomorrow morning. You know the deal. If you got kids in school, check your emails. We're way past the radio days of reading off every school district that has closed. But if necessary, and I anticipate it probably will be, Tomorrow, morning news, middays, afternoons, if we need to, if conditions warrant, we will be in Operation Stormwatch. So if you're new to the show, we're anticipating it so much, Michael's not even coming by tomorrow.
I'm going to call. I'm already preemptively calling and snowed in. Sorry, I can't make it. I'm snowed in.
If you are new to the show or the station, we really do rely on your help to give us first-person accounts of what the road conditions are like, how things are going, where you are. Have the crews been out? Are they out now? Et cetera, et cetera. And we'll probably end up doing a lot of that tomorrow here on Dana and Parks. Angela in Liberty. Angela, hello.
Welcome. Hi, Angela.
Hello. How are you all?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
So we don't have a cockatiel, but we have an African gray parrot. And he's very smart. And he probably knows 20 different phrases. And he can ring the phone, ring the microwave, and it really sounds like the phone, sounds like the microwave. But he can get startled very easily, and there is no way that I would want him in a vehicle. You know, 10 and 2, Uber driver, come on now.
The gray parrot is beautiful.
Oh, they are. They're absolutely gorgeous, and they're so smart. I mean, I think they're smarter than people give them credit for.
How long do they live?
They can live up to 60 years.
Oh, yeah, I see that right now. Yep.
Yeah, so... he's actually been passed from family member to family member in my family. He's going great.
Well, if it's any consolation, Angela, the Uber driver had his hand on the wheel 10 or 2, but not 10 and 2. So.
But Angela, answer me this real quick, and then we'll end the conversation about cockatoos and stuff. With a dog, like with my dog, Stella, who sadly passed last year, she had become like, a real member of my family and one of my closest friends, even though we never said a word to each other in English. Well, I did. I talked a lot of English to her. She said nothing back. And I know my daughter, she has two cats and they absolutely adore their cats. Can you get that sort of relationship with a bird?
I think so. In fact, my aunt and uncle is who started with, Buddy, that's the African gray, and they actually had Buddy 1, Buddy 2, and Buddy 3.
Okay.
So the kids would take Buddy to bed with them, and that's actually how they ended up having to get Buddy 2 and Buddy 3.
Oh,
so I don't recommend taking them to bed, but yeah, they were absolutely the same as, you know, a dog or a cat would be to their family.
Do you love Buddy?
I'm a little bit skittish around Buddy.
Birds are unpredictable. Birds are unpredictable.
Yeah, Buddy bites, and he bites hard.
Buddy, rude.
Buddy bites?
He bites, but he's beautiful, and he prefers men because my uncle is the one who, you know, would take him out and take him golfing with him and, you know, take him walking with him. And, you know, he really was bonded with my uncle. So he prefers men.
Angela, thank you for the call. Thank you for the information.
Yeah.
Thanks, thank Angela.
I don't know how you passed that one up. How did you pass up that obvious joke?
That the bird likes men better?
Yes.
I was like this. I was like, ah! Buddy is a bird after my own
heart.
Both
times I was waiting for you to go, yes, so do I.
Well, I wasn't quick enough on the draw, although when you looked at me, I was looking over your shoulder because I watched Dan go like this. You know.
Is he going to do it? Is he going to do it?
I mean, she put that ball right on the tee.
I am aware. That's on me.
913-586. I think since you haven't been on the radio in so long, you may have lost a step.
A little slow on the uptake.
586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Michael Mackey. It's been way too long, my friend. I missed your face.
I have missed your face. I don't think I've been on the air in like 3 months. That's a personal worst, I think.
It might be longer than that.
That's crazy. I wanted to talk about this a little bit because I know that you guys know that I'm a giant foodie. in this city, and I love me going out to some local eateries and restaurants. You know, I love me some Jaspers and some Bamboo Pennies. Well, a couple weeks ago, I was bound and determined to try Scratch Gourmet Kitchen in Prairie Village, which is quickly becoming my go-to place. They have just completely remodeled from top to bottom. I love them so much. And I was going in for their grand reopening, only to find out that a huge, giant, massive electrical fire in the shops at Prairie Village 2 weeks ago wiped them out, along with like 16 or 17 other businesses. I mean, not burned them to the ground, of course, but I mean, like, wiped them out like they had no power for days on end. And then, as if that weren't bad enough, all these other restaurants and boutiques and stores and shops that were affected, when they finally got power back, they lost it again. So I want to talk about the importance of going out and eating local and showing the love to our local restaurants. And so I wanted to bring in one Mr. Chef Tyler Morrison, who owns some Scratch Gourmet Kitchen. Chef, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Doing well. How are you?
Good. Okay, take us back to that fateful day. What happened? What I want to know all about it, because I don't think we've talked about it much on the show.
Yeah, so it was Thursday night, about 2 weeks ago, and we were, it was about 9:50 at night. We were just cleaning up, had just finished up service for the evening, and it was kind of a misty, rainy night, and we went outside, and we saw a bunch of smoke coming up through the basement of the shopping center.
Well, that's not good.
No. And then about 5 minutes later, we had about 18 fire trucks come rolling in. And about 6-7 minutes later, the whole shopping center on the south side, these 17 businesses in my corridor, we all lost power and just didn't know what to do. So we kind of sat there and waited. And what we thought, you know, hopefully it was going to be something quick, turned into 6 days of no power. Our walk-ins had to get depleted and cleaned out. We lost AC and heat, so the restaurant turned to 20 degrees, and Hawaiians, we had to check on all of them and do stock. So it created a little bit of a crazy as we were getting ready to do our grand opening. So we've had to postpone it a couple times, so we feel like we're Bob's Burgers, just with a grand reopening sign.
Reopening. And you guys are having your grand reopening tonight. What? I know there are a couple other restaurants. Cafeteria is in there. Is there another restaurant in there?
Stories in here. The Better Cheddar is also in here as well. You know, and then a lot of shops as well. We've got some fitness facilities, some boutique retail shopping for clothing, as well as the little shop is right there as well. So, and Dry Bar and Vision Salon. So it was a big shakeup for a lot of
6 days. That is a long time.
How much did that cost you?
Thousands. Yeah, thousands. I can only imagine. Thousands. Just.
I mean, didn't you have to toss like all that inventory? I'm sure that, you know, what do you do with inventory that's...
Anything that had been prepped up, right? Like, we can't walk into the next day with nothing ready. So, you know, your prep shelf life is, you know, minimal at best, especially when you're doing stuff from scratch. So it just, it turned into, you know, a $20,000 fire in about a matter of hours, and then just kept adding and adding and adding.
So what do you want to tell people listening right now about getting, literally, I know that the biggest, one of your biggest days is coming up, Valentine's Day, but more importantly, what do you want to tell the listeners about just getting out and supporting local, especially you crazy kids in Prairie Village who have been down for the count for almost a week?
Yeah, I mean, everything is important to us when it comes to support, whether it's coming in and getting a gift card for a family member, ordering online, even using DoorDash, Uber Eats. But we love to see your guys' faces. We love to see you guys in the restaurant. Come talk to us. It's one of the beautiful things about, you know, being small businesses that, you know, I'm here 5 days a week. I get to meet my customers. I get to talk to them. I just finished talking up with a guest in the front about old world French wines. So if you ever want to come talk to someone and just have a random wine conversation, I'm here for it.
You are kind of a culinary nerd, Chef. I will be the first to admit that.
And I'm happy to be that. That's me. That's best I can
you,
be.
Hey, here's the deal. You are a cozy little nook there at Scratch Gourmet Kitchen. You just remodeled from top to bottom. So how proud are you to show off your new digs, man?
I'm so excited. We finally got open, so we lost power last Wednesday, but got back up Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We had some amazing support. We did over 100 covers on Friday night, which for us is just unreal. We had not an empty seat from 4 p.m. at the bar to the entire dining room all the way until 10 o'clock at night.
Well, Chef, good luck.
Awesome.
Yeah, good luck tonight, man. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Chef. I'll see you. I'm going in tonight to show the love. I'll be there around 7.
Quick
so,
break.
Yay.
Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Inspiration.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.